This newsletter was published on the 19th of April. The prompt is read by me, Sahani Gunathilaka, and the reply was written by Iman Hiririkia and is read by Emma Beevor. Dilemma. I do not trust her. I have a dilemma about a girl in my friendship group. But first, some context. My boyfriend and I met someone in Paris about 5 years ago, who coincidentally was from the same area as my boyfriend and me. Fast forward a little while, my boyfriend and I are at a gig, and we bump into her. From there, we sort of invited her into our friendship circle. From the beginning, I wasn't overly keen on her as a person. Nothing against her, just a bit of a personality clash. However, my boyfriend and her got along quite well, so occasionally she would ask him to hang out. This didn't bother me initially because I totally trust my boyfriend. We both have friends of the opposite sex and it's never been an issue. However, it became a bit icky when she would tell him intimate secrets about her sex life. He obviously told me everything, but she expected it to stay between them, which I thought was strange. Speaking of, her relationships with men is also something I have thought about. She has a lot of male friends in her life, but she has slept with all of them. No judgments here, but it struck me as interesting. This friend often pulls my boyfriend aside at parties for one-on-one chats and says to me, "It's so amazing he and I can be such good friends and you don't care," which in all honesty is getting annoying. She told me she loved having my boyfriend and another one of our close male friends as platonic friends that she would never sleep with, but then she slept with the other friend and didn't want anyone to know. I communicated to my boyfriend that I found all of this a bit weird, so he began distancing himself from her so I wouldn't feel uncomfortable. At this point, she was totally entwined in our friendship group. We couldn't avoid seeing her, so my boyfriend started taking longer to reply and steered clear of one-on-one catch-ups. After a few months of this, she became furious and would berate him for being a bad friend. So, I sat down with her and explained that some of her actions made me uncomfortable and she had crossed boundaries. She took this on board and we sorted it out. Or so I thought. In the months following, she would joke about the time we hated her, attempting to shift the responsibility onto us and trying to make us feel guilty, while seemingly forgetting the part she played. Lately, she had started picking up all of her previous behavior, texting my boyfriend to go on dates and telling him he looked really sexy at a party. Like what? My boyfriend and I do not know what to do now. He's distanced himself from her and shuts down weird comments, but she doesn't stop. We don't want to go through this again, only for her to berate us again? She is very much in our group now, so there doesn't seem to be a way out. I know communication is often the answer in these situations, but I've tried that and it hasn't worked. I'm honestly so stuck. My boyfriend and I are very much in this situation together, as he is as equally as uncomfortable. We often sit there together trying to craft text messages to shut down her flirtation, so I know the issue is not his behavior, but her relentlessness.
Dear reader, as a former sex and relationships editor, I have often stressed that open and honest communication is the cornerstone of every healthy relationship. You, my dear, are living proof of that. The way you were able to communicate your boundaries to both your partner and your friend is incredibly admirable, and your partner's ability to actively listen and implement respectful changes to accommodate said boundaries suggests that your relationship is in great condition. Your friend, on the other hand, could learn a thing or two. Allow me to speculate for a second. Based on what you've told me about her other relationships, it sounds like her actions have nothing to do with you or your partner. Perhaps inserting herself into other people's relationships gives her a sense of control where she otherwise feels out of whack. Or maybe she flirts with her platonic friends out of a place of insecurity, needing to feel loved in the short term to fill that void in the long term. Again, I don't know her, but if I had to make a wager, I'd bet this isn't personal. But that doesn't really make it feel any better, does it? As you've already sat her down once and communicated your boundaries, and she has disrespected them by making light of the situation, testing your threshold, guilting you, and acting inappropriately, I'm going to suggest a new two-pronged approach. Ready? First, try stopping your friend in her tracks. In the past, your partner has waited until after the fact to tell you something that made both him and you feel uncomfortable. Then, you retroactively open the lines of communication while he practiced distancing. A passive approach to forming limitations. But the next time she sends him a text, says something inappropriate at a party, or makes an off-color joke about you hating her, I want both or either of you to try saying at that moment, "Actually, that makes me uncomfortable and I'd like you to stop." Yes, immediately. Call her out on her bullshit while it's happening and do not let her get away with her behavior for another second. Use I statements and a casual, colloquial tone of voice, so that she doesn't feel under attack. Do not give her the opportunity to argue. Keep doing this, building your boundaries as a team in real time until she eventually, hopefully, stops altogether. And if she doesn't, that's when part two kicks in. It may be best for the two of you to sit her down or send a message that clearly and concisely states that your friendship is concluding, having come to its natural end. Make a neutral statement that closes the door rather than opening up a conversation. Something like, "This is difficult for us, but we've taken a long time to think about it, and we don't feel like this relationship is balanced and built on a foundation of respect. We no longer have the capacity to exert the emotional energy required to repair it, and therefore we think we need to go our separate ways. We wish you nothing but the best and look forward to seeing you from time to time in group settings." Maybe rephrase that so it sounds a bit more like you and less like therapy speak. Lol. But I swear on my sister, it's effective. Lastly, read your friends being involved. Remember, people always reveal themselves in the end. I've seen it happen time and time again. Allow her other relationships to play out and be candid and respectful when people ask you what happened. In the meantime, know that your friends are your friends for a reason and they've been yours for a lot longer. Don't stop going to social gatherings just because she might be there. You have nothing to be ashamed or afraid of. But if your friends walk away, they might not have been your real friends to begin with. And life is too short to waste on people who don't want to be there. You deserve the very best. Remember, at the end of the day, you have built a strong, healthy relationship with your partner. You're not in this alone, and nothing and no one can take that away from you. Love, Iman.
Hello, guys. Mish here. I am the co-founder of Shameless Media. Thank you so much for giving us your ears and your mind and your time. We're so grateful. If you enjoy the stuff that we produce, may I recommend our brand new podcast, Stylish, if you want to say it quickly, Style-ish, if you want to take the long way through. It is our podcast for all things fashion, brand, business, and beauty. If that is in your wheelhouse, if you care about style content, you will love this show. It is, of course, more than just a show as well. It is a newsletter. It is an Instagram feed. It is a TikTok account. There is so much good stuff going out on Stylish every single day, starting now. So in your favorite app, search for Style-ish. Give it a listen, give it a follow. We are an independent media company and we would be so, so grateful for all your support. That's all for me, guys. Check out Stylish and have a good one.